Welcome to Bethlehem Lutheran Church, where God has called and gathered us here today to receive his gifts in the Word and the Sacrament. Our first reading for tonight is from Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." O Lord, have mercy upon us. Our second reading for tonight is from 1 John chapter 3. "Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil." O Lord, have mercy upon us. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome to the beginning of our Lenten series. This year, for Lent, we're going to be going through the different prophesied roles of Jesus. So we're going to be looking at various positions or offices that Jesus fulfilled when he came. And so, as we start, there is no better place to start than at the very beginning. In Genesis chapter 3, we hear the very first prophecy of Jesus. But before we get to the good news, we have to hear the bad news. And that is that the fall did happen. The devil was successful in tricking Eve. He came and he tricked her by making her question the word of God. Did God really say? To which Eve gives almost the right answer. As some of you probably noticed, she, in fact, does not quote God's command perfectly. Now, we don't know for sure if this is her doing it wrong or if Adam taught her wrong, but she, in fact, adds something to God's word here. God never mentioned anything about touching the fruit being a sin. So somewhere along the lines of communication from God to Eve, something got added to the word of God. The devil sees this weakness, and he takes advantage of her. And He straight up lies to her. He deceives her. He says to her, "You will not surely die," which, of course, is a lie, as we know. And so, when Eve believed this lie, she took it and she ate. And so, death entered the world. Sin entered the world. Now, men, don't feel like you get off easy here either. As I mentioned, it's entirely possible that Adam is the one who added to the word of God when he spoke the word to Eve. However, also recognize this part at the very end when he eats. It says, "She took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate." Her husband who was with her. Her husband, who undoubtedly saw this conversation happening with this snake, saw that the devil was tricking Eve and said nothing, who stood by and watched as his wife fell. And then, not only that, but joined her in that failure, instead of doing his best to redeem her, as he should have. We oftentimes give Eve sort of the guilt for the fall, but the reality is, at least she was tricked. At least she was deceived. Adam was the one who heard the word from God. Adam simply went along with it. There is nothing there about Adam being tricked or deceived or anything like that. He is, in fact, almost completely passive in this reading, which is a failure in his role as the man and husband of Eve. It is this that causes God to come down, and unsurprisingly, the people hide from him. Adam and Eve recognize that they are sinful, and so they fear the presence of the Lord instead of welcoming it as they did before. But the Lord pursues them, and he finds them, and he questions them. "Where are you?" And Eve and Adam give their answer, but one thing that I want to point out to you here. When Adam and Eve give their answer, we tend to dwell on the fact that they blame other people. Adam, again, messing up even more than Eve, goes so far as to blame even God for what had happened, while also blaming Eve. Eve blames the serpent, and the serpent doesn't get to talk. But do recognize this, that at the end of their blaming, they say, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate." And the woman the same. "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." We often skip over those three words, and yet they are perhaps more important than all the other words. Because this is the very first confession of sin in the entire Bible. And what's important to note here is how God responds to this confession. The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all the beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." God's response to the first confession of sin in the Bible is, hopefully unsurprisingly, the first promise of Jesus. Genesis 3, verse 15 is often called the proto-gospel, which is to say the first gospel. The very first promise of Jesus in the entire book of the Bible. And so today, we have been talking about Jesus being the fulfillment of that first promise. This first promise is so important because all of the other promises that will happen in the Bible stem from this one. They all build on this promise. And ultimately, this promise, along with all the others that stem from it, is fulfilled when Jesus bruises the head of the serpent on the cross. Or if you want to use the other way you can translate it, he crushes the head of the serpent on the cross. It is on the cross that Jesus fulfills this promise. It is on the cross that Jesus is going to end up fulfilling almost all of these roles. But finally, at least 4,000 years after Adam and Eve had sinned, Jesus came. The promised offspring finally arrived. And it's not going to be an easy trek for him as he comes. And that's part of what Lent is for. It's for us to recognize the full depths of our sin, for us to recognize that we are to blame as much as Adam and Eve, but also for us to recognize that when Jesus died on the cross, he was fulfilling that promise for us just as much as he was fulfilling it for Adam and Eve. Jesus is the new Adam that our hymn was spoken of. He's the Adam that we need, the perfect Adam. He is the firstborn of the fruits of this new creation, the first of us to rise from the dead and to never die again. And we await this moment in glory. This was, in fact, the reason that Jesus came, was to fulfill this promise, to become that offspring, and to destroy the works of the devil. The lies and deceit will be no more. Sin will be no more. Death will be no more. All because of the cross. This season, this is what we look forward to. We look forward to being done with the suffering, to being done with the lies, and to standing and looking at the cross and recognizing that that is where our Lord saved us. Now may the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.